This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How long do you think you're going to live? 60, 70, 80 years? Okay, we'll give you 100. But don't be fooled, because many people die way younger than that. But let's say your cutoff date or death date is 100 years. Then what? Have you prepared or thought about what's to come next? Now, what's my purpose or goal in telling you this? Well, it's to inspire you to think deeper into the reality of this short, fleeting, transitory life. How many of us have seen friends or family members that you loved, or some that you even hated, but now they're gone? You've lost them. Doesn't this rattle something inside of you to think deeper into where they go? We were just arguing, joking, laughing together, but now they're no more. We somehow think that we are going to live forever in this life, as if science is going to develop a pill that will extend our lives forever. For those of us who have been living for some time, if you just look at the process of age, something very obvious. When you just look at some of the old pictures of when you were young, but now we're becoming older. We were once full of strength, but now we are going in reverse and becoming older and weak. You get into a routine. For many of us, it stays the same. Wake up, work, work out, hang out, sleep. Some eagerly await the weekends just to be able to make it to the bars or the nightclubs, where men lust over women like an animal on the hunt for his prey. And sadly, women go to these places putting themselves on display and becoming some horny dog's prey, waking up the next day with a nasty hangover, feeling guilty, and doing the walk of shame. And then just to do the same thing the next weekend, but this time you might have an STD. Is this what life is about? Fulfilling one's desires at the expense of losing one's soul? Now, your intuition tells you this can't just be it. Baby mama drama, sports, party, play, entertainment, alcohol, drugs, chasing all the material things. There has to be more to this life than all of these superficial things. An ultimate goal, a true purpose to your existence, to why am I here on this earth and where am I going when I die? You see, my goal was to motivate you to reflect, ponder, and think to the reality of this life, the reality of death, and the common sense question that all of us should be asking: what is the purpose of my life? Why am I here? Now it's up to you to do something about it. Thank you for listening. Subscribe if you haven't already to The Dean Show. Peace be with you.